American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Senate Republicans have elected their new majority leader in a secret ballot vote. Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
We have a new leader in the United States Senate. It is John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota. He won on the second ballot. There were two ballots here taken. On the first ballot, this was the breakdown. It was John Thune got 23, John Cornyn from Texas got 15, and Rick Scott got 13. But it's not first past the post. You have to have an outright majority of those casting ballots. There are 53 Republicans voting in this leadership election here, so you had to get 27. So he will be the person working with President-elect Trump and presumably House Speaker Mike Johnson in the new Congress.
President Biden welcomed his predecessor and successor back to the Oval Office.
President Biden again offered his congratulations to President-elect Trump.
Welcome. Thank you.
President Biden invited the president-elect following last week's election win, pledging a smooth transition.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much.
President-elect Trump did not invite President Biden to the White House after the 2020 election. Before meeting with the president-elect met briefly with House Republicans on Capitol Hill. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An explosion at a factory in Louisville, Kentucky, left two people dead and at least 12 injured. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg speaking to reporters.
As a result of this explosion, many homes in the area were damaged. We're asking folks who live around this incident site, around the Payne Street location, and whose homes may have been damaged, please do not remove any debris that's in your yard. Please do not touch any of the damage.
A CIA official has been charged for allegedly leaking classified documents and satellite images about Israel's plans to retaliate against Iran for a missile attack earlier this year. Ashley Webster has more.
The New York Times reporting the DOJ is charging a man with leaking highly classified U.S. intelligence about Israel's plans for retaliation against Iran. Now, according to those court documents, the suspect has been identified as Asif Rahman, who has been indicted for willfully retaining and transmitting national defense information. Felony charges, by the way, that can carry significant prison sentences. He was reportedly arrested last week in Cambodia. He will first appear in court in Guam, although prosecutors have asked a federal judge to move him to Virginia to stand trial.
An immigration reform activist is praising President-elect Trump for his picks to spearhead his border agenda. Chad Groening has more.
It has been just over a week since Donald Trump's historic election mandate from the American people, and the Trump transition team is wasting no time in filling the important positions the president-elect will need to govern when he hits the ground running in January. One of his prime agendas is the mass deportation of millions of illegal aliens allowed in the country by the Biden-Harris administration. Tom Holman will be Trump's border czar, replacing Kamala Harris. Art Arthur is a resident fellow in law and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. He says Holman is going to change the dynamic for immigration enforcement in the United States back to what it traditionally was.
Tom Holman brings that historical perspective to immigration enforcement, understands what is possible, understands what the law requires, and understands what the American people need from their immigration system. And I think that the most important thing that Tom is going to do is he's going to restore faith in the American people in our immigration system, and he's going to rebuild an immigration system that has largely been undermined over the past 4 years.
And Arthur says South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will bring competent management to the Office of Secretary of Homeland Security.
Kristi Noem is going to be a person who brings her experience as a governor to the running of an agency that encompasses key roles and has about 200,000 employees. So it's time that DHS, given all of its crucial roles, has competent management. And I think that Kristi Noem is going to provide that.
I'm Chad Groening.
Inflation in the U.S. ticked up in October. Consumer prices rose 2.6% from a year earlier, up from 2.4% in September. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.